This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. It's a fact of life there are many lonely people in our world. Now, I don't know what the figures are. It could run into thousands or millions of people around the world who feel they are lonely. But that begs the question, what is loneliness? Is it a combination of fear, being deprived, a feeling that, well, I'm not worth anything, therefore no one would be my friend? Or is it something like an inner emptiness? Well, it seems that men tend to be lonelier than women from early adulthood right through to old age. They're more likely to agree with things like, I feel often that I'm lonely, or people don't come to visit me as much as I like, or I don't have anyone that I could, I could confide in, or there's no one there to lean on in times of trouble. But women tend to have more friends. They say, when I need someone to help me out, I can usually find someone. So there's interesting difference there, isn't it? The Sydney Morning Herald back in 2004 printed an article by Adele Horan, and she used, or quoted rather, to one of our best known psychologists, Dr. Lynn Barrow, with Peter Martin, and they had spoken to 3,000 people living in Sydney, and they found that lonely people felt a sense of disconnection, isolation, that there was an emptiness, an alienation. People were brooding over a situation and they had the feelings of despair and hopelessness and self-pity. And so Dr. Barrow and Peter Martin called them God-lonely people. This is what Dr. Barrow said in the article. We should realize that loneliness is not a physical state. It's an emotion, a feeling. We should remember that the condition is not fixed or permanent, but it's a state that's temporary, a situation that can be changed. So what I'm saying today is that loneliness is one of life's most difficult emotions. I like the story of Rupert Brooke. He was a poet who died just after World War I. And one day when he was sailing from New York, from Liverpool, he felt very lonely because he saw the crowds of people who had come to wave at the people on board the ship who were going, like him. He didn't have anyone to say goodbye, and he felt very lonely. But as he looked down at all the people, he saw this little boy, and he went down and he discovered his name was Brooke. The boy's name was William Brooke. "Well, William," he said, "will you wave to me if I give you sixpence?" "Yes," he said. The boy was quite delighted with the money. So he gave him the sixpence and he went up back into the ship. And as he looked down, he saw this little boy take out of his pocket a dirty rag, and the boy began to wave goodbye. And in his diary, Rupert Brooke wrote these words. "That day," he said, "I got my money's worth, and I got my farewell from that little boy." You might think that's a very strange, odd thing to do. Why would you do that? But if you've never been truly alone, I guess you won't understand what Brooke did and how he felt. People have been born into a family where there's a situation of having friends, family around them. Others don't have that privilege. And sometimes it's true that as we grow older, we don't develop the skills in developing friendship. And sometimes we think that to be in a crowd is to lose that feeling of loneliness. In fact, we say sometimes that the church is there to help lonely people. A cynic said the church is a place where lonely people go so that everyone might be lonely together. Now, that's not a very helpful comment. I hope it's not true of your church. But do you know that God offers his companionship? He offers his strength. Many of the people from the Bible, David in Psalm 88, verse 18, he talked about loneliness. He experienced loneliness. In fact, he said in verse 18, "There is darkness everywhere." He said in Psalm 142, "I am overwhelmed. I am desperate. No one gives me a passing thought." Now, of course, here were people who knew what loneliness was all about. Jesus understands loneliness as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. People left him, his friends left him. So if you're lonely at this moment, invite Jesus to come into your life. Well, we thank you, dear Lord, today that lonely people need not remain lonely, that you have a companionship, Lord, that you bring strength and you bring a sense of purpose in life. May that be true for us today. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.